guys, welcome again to Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it look easy. I'm Mr. Maimane, and on today's video, we'll be discussing the so-called nature of roots. Now, I feel like they should have just named the topic nature of roots of quadratic functions, because the whole story of the nature of roots, it has something to do with the very same story that we've been discussing in the previous weeks, which is this, our quadratic functions. But then just to go straight to point, let me show you. So now that we know that ax squared plus bx plus c is equals to zero represents our quadratic function, and we say the solution to this is x is equals to minus b plus or minus square root of b squared minus 4ac all over 2a, right? So for this case, when we talk about the nature of roots, we just analyze this part here. We call this part, we denote it by delta. Delta, which stands for discriminant. So this is what I'm saying. From the quadratic function, we know that the solution for the quadratic function is this. And then now, to study the nature of roots of this quadratic function, we analyze this part of the quadratic formula, and then we call this part delta. We symbolize it by delta, but then this delta stands for the discriminant, so we analyze the discriminant. Now, so understanding the nature of roots can help students familiarize themselves in answering questions like this, which we're going to answer at the end of this video. But then now, going back to our story, so I'm saying now you have a quadratic function. From the quadratic function, you have your quadratic formula, which you use to get your solution for the quadratic function. And then now, to analyze the nature of roots, we analyze the discriminant, which is given by delta. And our expectations is something like this. We want to analyze our delta in terms of this. So when we get delta to be positive, if delta is greater than zero, we have two unequal real roots on our quadratic function. For cases where delta is equals to zero, we say we have one double root. I'll explain that further right now, but then now when delta is less than zero, we say there are no real roots. And then, however, when delta is greater or equals to zero, we say we have real roots, but then that's when we separate the part of greater only and the one of equal sign. But then now, like I say, whenever I'm saying this like this, it might not make sense. So let's put everything on paper so we explain each property of delta, which is our discriminant, which is now to analyze. Okay, now suppose I'm given x squared minus 2x plus 1 is equals to 0. And then the question is, I have to find the nature of roots for this quadratic function. Here, I know that a is 1, b is minus 2, and c is 1, according to this. And here, if you see that so to get the value of the discriminant for this, it will be b squared minus 4ac. Therefore, this is going to be b is minus 2. B will be minus 2 squared. This is minus 4. A is 1. C is 1, like that. Therefore, minus 2 squared, it will be 4. Minus 4 times 1 times 1 is 4. Therefore, this is equals to 0. Now, when you look at property number 2, it says for cases where the discriminant is equals to 0, we have one double real roots, two equal roots. So meaning the value of x here, we're going to get two equal roots. Let's prove it. Now, to prove this, we're going to solve for x there. So if I solve for x on x squared minus 2x plus 1 is equals to 0, I will get my factors will be x and x to get x squared. To get positive 1, but then while considering minus 2 there, it will have to be minus 1 and minus 1 is equals to 0. So as you can see, I have two values that are double. So this is the same as x minus 1 squared. But however, to get the value of x here, x will be equals to 1 probably for this. Even if I can say, oh, x will still be 1. So meaning the value of x is equals to 1 twice. If we were to think of the curve, it might go something like this, where it touches the x-axis for one value, but then we determine it as twice, something like that. But then the value here, that's the case where the discriminant is zero, where we have one value that represents double values, because according to a parabola, we expect to have two values for the x-intercepts. However, here we have one value. That means the discriminant is equals to zero according to the nature of the roots. The discriminant is equals to zero. Hence, we have one double value. So this is how we show the example of this. So just to emphasize again, when delta is equals to zero, we know that for the values of x, we're going to have one double real roots. So in our Cartesian plane, we know that for the x-intercepts of the quadratic function, which in whichever way that we'll be looking at that case, the value for x when delta is equals to zero, according to our analysis of nature of roots, if the value of delta is equals to zero, which is property number two, we then say we'll have two double value, we'll have one value that represent, we'll have one double value for the x-intercepts, like the case I'm showing here. Now let's look at the case where delta is positive, or rather where delta is greater than zero. Okay, now suppose I'm given 2x squared minus 2x minus 12 is equals to zero. Here, I know that a is 2, b will be minus 2, and c is minus 12, like that. And then, now, to calculate my discriminant is b squared minus 4ac, according to the analysis. And then, b is minus 2 squared minus 4, a is 2 positive, and c is minus 12. 4 times 2 times 12 will give us 96. So here we'll have positive 96, which is equals to minus 2 squared is 4. Therefore, this will give us 100. 100 now is a positive value, meaning our discriminant is greater than zero. We have this case here. Our discriminant is greater than zero, which covers property number one, saying if the discriminant is greater than zero, we're going to have two unequal real roots. So we're going to have real roots as a solution, but then they will be unequal. Let's prove that. Let's solve for x here and see those unequal real roots. So we have 2x squared. Let me use a different color there. So we have 2x squared minus 2x minus 12 is equals to zero. And then to solve for x here, I can simplify by dividing by 2 throughout. And then I will have x squared minus x minus 6 is equals to zero. To get the factors of this, I know that in order to get x squared, I will have to multiply x and x to get x squared. And then to get minus 6, but while considering minus 1 as my middle term, 3 and a 2 can give me both 6 and minus 1. But then to get minus 1, the bigger one must take the negative number and the smaller one a positive number. This is equals to 0. Therefore, here my values for x is equals to minus 2, or x is equals to positive 3. And according to the discriminant, that when delta is greater than 0, when the discriminant is positive, I'm going to have two real roots that are not equal. So my real root is minus 2 and a 3 according to property number 1. Now, we all know that when you grab your calculator and then you put a square root, and then inside a square root happens to be a negative number of some sort, whether it's minus 100, whether it's minus 10, as long as we're looking at the square root of a negative number, we're always told that there's no solution for that. But then for the level of mathematics that we're talking about at this point, we're going to stick to the point that there's probably no solution to that. But then there is complex numbers, for those who understand. So complex numbers, that's when we accommodate the square root of a negative number. It represents for, Captain, okay. So for this curriculum purposes, we're going to say there's no square root of a negative number. But then I want to talk about the case where now the discriminant is less than zero, when the discriminant is negative, because this is how it's going to be. So obviously, if the discriminant is less than zero, it means that we got a negative number for the discriminant, meaning whatever we put there is going to be a square root of a negative number, of which whatever number we may get there, as long as we get the square root of a negative number, we always say it is undefined. Hence, according to our properties, for the cases where the discriminant is less than zero, we say there are no real roots for our solution of the quadratic function. So if the discriminant is less than zero, we say there are no real roots for our quadratic function in terms of the solution. So an example for this would be a case where we are given x squared minus 2x plus 7 is equals to 0. If I was to analyze this, I would say delta is equals to b squared minus 4ac, like that. This is going to be minus 2 all squared minus 4, a is 1, c is 7. Therefore, this is going to be 4, because minus 2 squared is 4, minus 4 times 1 times 7 is going to be 4 times 1 is 4, 4 times 7 is going to give us 28. Therefore, here we'll have 4 minus 28 is going to be minus 24. So it's a negative number, which means now our discriminant is less than 0. If our discriminant is less than 0, therefore won't have real roots for this. Somehow, to can get the factors of this, you can see it's going to be a very challenging matter, because you will have 7, because you'll have to find the factors of 7, but then somehow your solution will be something like this, because b is minus 2 plus or minus the value for our discriminant that we already found, minus 24, and then all over 2a is 1, like that. So we're going to have something like this as our solution, and if you punch this on your calculator, you will get error. That's when we say it's undefined. But then according to the rule, the property number 3, when delta or when the discriminant is less than 0, that's when we say there are no real roots. So this is the case here. So now at this point, I think we've gathered enough information to can approach our given question, the one that we said we'll answer by the end of this video. So this is our question here. Let me read the question out loud. It reads, if f of x is equals to 0, has roots that, the roots that are given, for which values of k will the roots be equal? So for equal roots or double roots is the one where the discriminant is equals to 0. That's when the roots will be equal. And then this is how we get the answer. So for us to get equal roots, we know that for roots to be equal, delta must be equals to 0, right? And what is delta? We know that delta is that thing that is under the umbrella of this thing here. As much as we know that delta is equals to b squared minus 4ac, yes, I know that I did tell you that this is the formula for delta. But then the formula is taken from under this case, plus or minus b squared minus 4ac all over 2a. So from this umbrella, I get this formula here. But for this given question, I don't care about what is already inside the umbrella, because they probably simplified that for them to get what is under the umbrella there. So in this case, I just go straight and say my delta is 3 minus 12. K squared is equals to 0. And then if I solve for K here, and then I can determine the value of K when the roots, what is under the square root, is equals to 0. Therefore, to solve here, I'll get minus 12K squared is equals to, if I take the 3 to the other side, it's going to be minus 3. And then I divide by minus 12 both sides. This will cancel that. Therefore, K squared will be 1 over 4, because 3 goes once here, 3 goes 4 times here. But then here, I have to solve for K, not K squared. And then to solve for K, I'll put the square root there. Therefore, my value for K will be plus or minus 1 over 2, because the square root of 1 is 1, the square root of 4 is 2, like that. So as simple as that, this is how you answer the question like this, as long as you understand the nature of roots. I'm Mr. Maimane, this is Simplified RSA. The guys who make this looks easy. Join us on our next video as we keep on making things looks easy for you. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram. And now you can access our learning channel through Spotify as well. So you can open the Spotify app and search for learning channel, or alternatively, you can search for Simplified underscore RSA. I'm done.